What's good? It's Joey. I'm back. I wasn't here last week, but I'm here now.
He's back, y'all. Welcome, Joey.
Hey, welcome y'all. I missed you guys.
Sign now. You already know what time it is. Another Shiny Shine Monday. Another beautiful Monday. Hope y'all having a good start to y'all week. We are definitely.
Hey, man. I'm happy.
I got
you
too
happy?
Many of
Shoot.
And I don't hate you. Sorry, nah, we gotta stop.
It's my song right now. Shout out Brent Faiyaz.
Man, Brent's a goat. But anyways, y'all already know what time it is. We got a lot of hot topics to talk about. And let's just start on them. So the first hot topic, we got to talk about it. We've been seeing it on a lot of them social media. I talked about it, you know, with Joey. Juneteenth. I really wanted to do something for Juneteenth. And, you know, I had an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I already told you I was with a group.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing it. I didn't even have to spread it out on social media like that for real. Yeah. Everybody's on board.
June 19th, 2020 is popping this year.
It's about to be lit.
It is the day for us to celebrate our freedom,
our independence,
and it's a positive day for the community, you know. And I like the traction that's gained from that instead of 4th of July.
I was really happy about that, you know.
Yeah.
And you said Trump's birthday was yesterday, bro.
Apparently, bro. But everybody's posting pictures of Obama.
Yeah, it's still trending. Is it happy birthday, Obama? Like, what? So, it ain't his birthday? That's like, hey, oh, it's
still
Trump.
My president, true.
My president, black. My Lambo is blue.
Hey, Young Jeezy. Oh, my gosh. Bro, that song came out when I was 8.
I know. Look, we're so
old. I remember singing that, like, in 4th grade.
My president is black. My Lambo is blue.
Shout out Jeezy.
But the next hot topic, definitely gotta talk about Lil Baby.
Lil Baby, yeah.
His song literally just talking about everything. Talked about politics, talked about police brutality, talked about coronavirus. Yeah. I'm like, yo.
I love this I've aggressive never seen, effort right now in like
right.
in trying to make a change, and especially like in the creative world with all the artists and
yeah.
all these like, have you been downtown?
Yes.
Bro, it's
loved
amazing.
It. Love
the
it.
The art there is love it. Crazy. It's just beautiful to walk downtown.
Oh
right
man, it's just, I respect Lil Baby even more. I didn't listen to a lot of his music. Like, I know his main
was
hits.
Was a Lil Baby fan?
I mean, I wouldn't say I wasn't, but it was like, I didn't listen to a lot of his music. Like, I just know his main hits. So, like, just to hear him do this, it's like, yo.
You see the music video?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
He nailed it.
Right on the spot, man. I'm just proud of him, man. He really used his voice, you know, the right way. You know, not saying he wasn't, but this was like, perfect time to use your voice.
Nah, for sure. I think it's cool that these, you know, trap rappers and all that stuff, like, they're actually using their platform, you know, to give their perspective on the issues that are currently happening right now. And it's just a beautiful thing to see, man. I love living in this time right now. Like, I do. I genuinely do.
And speaking of that, of people just using their platforms, what do you think about Kyrie? Did you hear what he said?
Oh, yeah, they're not playing. Or...
He said he doesn't want to play. And a lot of players are on that level. They're like, I don't want to play. I don't want to continue the season right now because of what's going on.
I did hear about that.
He said it's a distraction. That's funny. We're going to talk about that later on. But
yeah. I mean,
how you feel, bro? How you really? Let me turn
I'm
down.
I'm conflicted.
Let me pause. Let me pause it because this is a serious topic. Because Joey loves sports, especially basketball. So
and
we got it.
I love Kyrie, but I also hate Kyrie. Like, it's a love hate relationship.
Mm-hmm.
There is no relationship, but just how I feel about him.
Yeah,
I think what he's standing for is something positive for sure.
Agree.
I just think, I guess it just feels weird because, like, one, he's not even playing, you know?
Right. I think he would get back on the court, you know, but I'm not too sure. I'm not
100%
sure.
I'm just saying for this trying to finish out this season.
Yeah.
I feel like if KD was playing, he would have a different tune. But since he sat out and Kyrie's like, there's no reason for me to play. I'm not saying I'm just.
Oh, no, I agree.
And then the fact that he's the one that's leading this,
this wave
right now. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just like,
I definitely,
really, bro. Like, I feel like there's people trying right now to bring the NBA back and trying to finish off the season. And I get his point of it, possibly being a distraction, but
and people,
but. You have LeBron James, man, and he's for this movement, and he's for playing. Like, that, I feel like, can also be a positive in making more change, not necessarily sitting out. Mm. I don't know. That's just how I feel about it. How you feel about it?
I mean, I'm just tied between, like, the two. I feel like I'm in the middle. Like, I see the people who want to play, you know.
Yeah.
Austin Rivers even spoke of, like, he's like, ain't nothing wrong with that, but we can use our platform while we're playing.
And I agree, like, with that approach for sure. Just play and use your platform and your voice.
When you saw that, you know, back in the... Oh, I don't want to say back in the day. But no, just earlier in our childhood, remember when... I forget who died or by the cops, but it literally was the quote, "I can't breathe." And remember in the NBA, everybody wore that shirt? Kobe, LeBron. When LeBron was at the Heat, D-Wade, Boss, like, everybody wore that shirt in the NBA.
Yeah. And plus the NBA is different from, like, the NFL and, you know, like, baseball. Like, it's such a unified organization.
Agreed.
So, like, when you're playing basketball, but in the beginning your forefront is social issues, that's shown over the years how much change or just how loud that voice really is.
Because
everybody's watching. And then, but if you just say, oh, let's just not play and focus on the matters that are happening, which is...
Perfectly.
Which I can respect that.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the collective and the NBA as an organization, you have to look at, you know, both sides here.
Exactly.
Like. Yeah, because, bro, ain't nobody was expecting a pandemic. Like, the season wasn't supposed to end.
Right.
But it did. And now that we're here... let's just get back to that, and then with the social issues that are happening, I feel like it can only amplify that voice, you know.
Now, speaking of sports, let me put the music back on. But next topic, the NASCARs. NASCARs have prohibited the Confederate flag from all their events and properties.
Yeah,
I love to see it.
You see the dude that quit because of that?
Dude, one, no racist, like. Who was funny.
Who are you?
That's what NASCAR said. Like, I had to search you up to see who you are. But hopefully you're one fan. I was like, yo. But nah, I like that. That's mad respect.
It. Yeah.
Mad respect. I don't even watch NASCAR, but I'm probably going to watch it now.
I love cars. I love race. Maybe not in a circle all the time, but like...
I might give it a shot.
Yeah,
I might give it a shot now.
Now
you caught my eye, NASCAR. You caught my eye. I might watch it now.
Yeah.
And
shout out to NASCAR.
The last hot topic. Should we do it?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? All right, we're gonna just switch the last hot topic. We're gonna talk about Party Next Door. I'm so sorry, Party Next Door. I didn't know that your album dropped March.
I'm gonna say I did. I just didn't listen to it.
I don't know where I was, you know, during the time. But you know, his music video dropped and I watched that. I'm like, Savage Anthem, like, yo, this is it, this is a hit. Like, but he was just so real with it.
That's his song right now, guys. Just
That's feeling, my favorite song. I just can't stop. Don't hold your breath. You might suffocate.
Toxic.
Don't wait on my love.
Toxic is all I can say about that song.
Don't wait. Bro, it was so good. I'm so sorry, y'all. But
that's a good song,
though. That's it for the hot topic. We're going to commit into the main topic. And the main topic is distractions.
Distractions.
And, you know, we're diving it. You already know how we do. Three sections: darkness, direction, and destruction. So let's talk about it, man. First section: distraction causes darkness. Definitely, if you're distracted, you're blind to see what's actually going on. You're blind to see, you know, hey, I'm messing up, or hey, I'm not on the path that I need to be. you see, you actually won't even see, you know, like what's, you know, you just feel like you're in a small box, you feel me? And you don't even realize that.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what I can add to this, because it's such a darkness is such a detailed way to just kind of point out the fact what you do with, if you keep on giving into those distractions instead of what your purpose or what your focus is in life, you just, all you're doing is digging a deeper and deeper hole. Like, that's all that you're doing. And a lot of that comes, that darkness, I feel like, ties in with a lot of shame. A lot of shame. I feel like that's what people feel when they give in to their distractions. That darkness is knowing that you have a goal, right? And this goal is achievable, you know? And you know what you're supposed to do to get to those goals, but let's say you need to graduate college, right?
Yeah.
But if you're constantly not studying and you're just giving in to, let me just watch Netflix, or like, shoot, let me go out there and smoke. Like, let me go out there and party. You're not focusing on what's important. So it's not that what you're doing is, I mean, it is bad. Let's just call it what it is. But
you're just your priority.
If you keep all like, I guess my point that I'm trying to make is like, people that continue to give into those distractions that they're trying to stop, is you're just digging a deeper and deeper hole for yourself, and it just makes it harder for you to get to where you want to get to. If you don't switch up, you know, like, you need to switch up. Like, you gotta wake up and realize that life is not easy. Like, shit is hard. Like, that's just the reality. But you have to be empowered enough to know that you're not a weak person. You're strong, and you can fight off those distractions. And in our 20s, I know most of our like listeners are in there, like, you know,
our age, pretty much.
Yeah, basically we're all the same age. But we should be using this time right now to just set up what, like, ask the question, like, what is it that I want out of life? And like, that sounds very cliche in a way, but truly, like, use your conscience to just decipher that question, and it'll create a pathway for you that you can follow, and differentiate what you need to focus on and what the distractions are. And that's what it is. Like, if you differentiate the two of those, you can move forward easily, I think.
Yeah, I'm gonna just, like you said, with darkness, it's like, okay, it's kind of light. Direction is like, oh, we're in the middle. Yeah. And then destruction is like, dang, like, how do we get here? So I'm just keep on digging in. So like you said, so if you keep on letting distraction get to you, because at first, you know, it's darkness, you're blind to see it. You're blind to, you know, see what's actually going on. So then you're going to veer off. You're going to go in a different direction what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're going to just keep on heading this path that you don't need to be, you know, because then, you know, once you start heading on this wrong path and you're getting distracted by things, that's where you're starting to lose who you are.
You start to lose
your character.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a tough thing to manage this, like, I'm trying to be real about it, like, it's a tough thing to just separate yourself from your distraction, because sometimes you can't help yourself, you know, but you got to call it out for what it is. And like you said, like, you veer off on the path that you don't need to be, like, if you, I guess, define distraction as those key words, like, it's veering off the path that you don't need to be in, basically. That's what distractions do to you. And that's such a I almost feel like it's almost, what is it? Easier said than done, obviously.
Oh, no, it's hard. It's hard. It's like once when you're on that road, it's like if you're not mentally strong enough to know and you're self-aware.
It just hit me.
Yeah.
Let's just call it what it is. I was watching The Pursuit of Happiness last night with my friend. And there's a scene on there where Will Smith, Jaden's dad, I guess he gets evicted from the house, and him and I might be describing the scene incorrectly, but the main part that I want to speak about is his wife. Have you seen Pursuit of Happiness?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you remember the part where
it's been so long.
But you remember the part where him and his wife were arguing, and she was like, "I'm moving to New York. I can't take this no more." Yada yada yada. What Will Smith said, or what the character Will Smith was playing responded to his wife, was he called her weak, you know? And that's kind of who life is hard, you know? So you can't be a weak person if shit gets hard. If you're at the point where like you can't make money, and you have a family, and all these responsibilities that you know you have to take care of, like you just have to, you know, your response should not be weakness. It should be strength, and that's what the whole movie is about. The pursuit of happiness. Keyword pursuit. Happiness is not something that you attain, bro. It's a constant pursuit that you're in.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean. Something that can be easily grabbed or
nah. And you can't be the type of person that just because there's some hardship in there, you're human, definitely feel, but don't mix up weakness with vulnerability, because those are two different things, you know? And just don't be a weak-minded person. People who are weak-minded definitely fall into those distractions easily. Like, we need to focus more on empowering ourselves to be strong-minded people. So things like distractions, bro, it's just like
you can't afford it.
You have to realize that you can't afford that, you know?
Yeah. But like, yeah, man. And just mentally, you know, you have to work on that. You have to work on we talked about self-awareness. Yeah. You have to work on yourself before, you know, you really kind of get the ball rolling. Because like you said, you know, life in general, it can be a distraction. It can hit you hard. You know, you're going to have your ups. You're going to have your downs.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you yourself is not ready for that,
mm-hmm.
it's going to lead into destruction.
Yeah. And
last section, it's going to lead into destruction.
It is going to lead to destruction. Like, get out of this. Just understand that individuality is important.
Mm-hmm.
Free choice is important. We have those things. Knowing that, I don't know, I've just been really on this topic of weak-minded and strong-minded people, and what separates those two. And you need strong individuals in this world. People who, when faced with circumstances, can stand up and rise and face that head on. You know what I mean? No distractions, no nothing. Talk about the issue, face it up front, and deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's what needs to be encouraged more and more and more, is how do we, and with even the topic of all like this been going on just socially in America right now, I've just been realizing that, a lot of the people who are in the protesters, like protesting and stuff, like a lot of people are doing that shit for clout, bro. And like that it's not a right thing to do, or not a right approach. So if we really want to make change, like look at yourself and understand that, yeah, life is hard. You'll go through some shit. Like, bro,
Everybody goes through something,
but
no matter how big
you're a strong person. Like, you're a strong person, and you can handle all those things if you learn how to deal with your emotions and who your character is, and you know, focusing your goal on being a strong individual, and things like distractions won't even, that will be the last thing on your mind. And you know,
to me and Joey, you already know, I'm keep on saying we're Christians, you know. For sure. God didn't put anything on your plate that you can't handle mentally, physically, yeah, or spiritually.
Yeah.
God didn't put too much on your plate. And, you know, a lot of stuff has happened to, you know, each and everyone's lives. Someone has mm-hmm. been, you know, physically abused. Someone has been mentally abused. But then you have to remember, you know, for our God, you know, everything happens for a reason. So you, wherever, you know, that storm that you face in any point of your life, you survived that storm because, you know, you're here. You feel me? God knows that you can handle it. God knows what you don't even know because he created you.
Exactly.
So it really just goes back to, you know, with self-awareness, man. It's really just building yourself up before you, the world, building yourself up and being prepared for the world to smack you, because it smacks all of us, bro.
Yeah.
And in some point in time, it's going to smack you, and you have to be ready to bounce back. Really, just what I bounce back up and learn how to respond. That's funny. It really just ties with all the other.
I read somewhere, don't let someone else define you. Define yourself.
Define who you are.
Define yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Take that fucking responsibility and be like, listen, they can say whatever. At the end of the day, I know my truth.
I know who I am.
I know who I am. You know, and that's such a powerful place to come from. That's such a powerful place to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it helps, like, with the topic today of distractions, man. And it's like, why does that even... I mean, I understand why it has to be a conversation, because it's something that we should all struggle with. Mm-hmm. But just, like, as we're in this journey of life, understand that your main thing should definitely be to grow and be as strong as you can, emotionally. Be the best you can. Stevie Wonder, oh my goodness, I love Stevie Wonder, has a song called Jesus, I think it's Jesus Children of America. And hold on, I need to look something up real quick. Give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my goodness.
And I got, you know, that's it, you know, for the 3 sections. But I'm going to give y'all a couple examples of, like, distractions that are, you know, big and key that's in, you know, our daily lives. And, you know, I'm going to speak more so on our generation, you know, kind of with these distractions and just where I am, you know, in the point of my life. But, you know, one example is, you know, relationships, you know. And another mm-hmm. example you was talking about, you know, when you go to school, you know, are you gonna, everyone go to school and everyone has a purpose, you know, whether yeah. it's, you know, big or small, everyone has a purpose on why they went to school. Are you gonna stay on that path, or are you gonna let distraction get to you?
Right.
And my key thing is, with those two examples, it's like, if that person or that thing isn't good for you and it's not going to help you progress, you don't need to be with it.
Yeah, you need to seek people who want the common good for you. I think that's the people you definitely... That's the best way to surround yourself with people.
Yeah. You show me your 5 friends, I'm going to show you your future regardless. Now, with the drugs and the alcohol, like, literally, you know, I'm not saying, you know, stop doing it, but if you see yourself not in your bag, or you see yourself, you know, losing yourself, or, like, not on the path you need to be, you mm-hmm. need to cut it out. Because obviously, yeah, it's not good for you at the end of the day.
Just take a break.
And my last example for, like, distractions is America. It really is America. And I was hesitant to talk about it.
You got
to
be more specific.
I'm going to talk about it. Okay.
Yeah, you got to be more specific.
Remember the music video, This Is America,
by Childish Gambino. This Is America. Don't get it living up.
But look, you saw Childish Gambino, right? When he was rapping, you saw him dancing. and like your attention is just on him. Mm. If like the first video, like, you know, me just first time just watching it, my attention was really on him. But after watching it the second time, if you really look at the background of what's going on.
Okay. Like, a lot more is happening.
A lot more is happening
on the background. I haven't seen the music video in a while, so, like...
Because, like, you just saw, like, on the background, you saw, like, a couple, you know, police brutalities there. Mm-hmm. And then you saw, you know, people...
A lynching, I think.
You saw... I think it was a lynching.
Yeah.
But you saw a car set on fire and people just stomping on it. Mm-hmm. And what he was talking about was, this is America.
Yeah.
America's going to show you what they want you to see. They're not going to show you everything that's been going on, because that's the background. My attention is this. I need you to look at this. I don't need you to look over here. I need you to look at me right here. Okay. If big, I'll give you a key example right now. So, yeah, protest is hot right now. That's the main thing, is police brutality. That is hot right now. That's the main thing that we're focusing on.
Yeah.
But other stuff that's going on is not getting handled. Immigration. People are still in concentration camps down south. The Southwest. Flint still have dirty water.
Mm-hmm. I hear you now. Yeah.
You know, other stuff is happening.
Yeah. Just like right
but,
under
us. But people don't want to see that.
Mm-mm. Nah. Like, what's COVID anymore?
That's magically disappeared.
This is gone.
And we still haven't found a cure yet.
And they shut down the world for 3 months.
And we still haven't found a so-called cure.
Yeah.
And people still going outside and thinking everything's normal. We don't even know if it's quote-unquote normal.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
The devil is real.
Absolutely.
He's a real motherfucker, bro. He is, and he is working, like, he's out here working hard to distract us from our purpose in God, things that are happening in the world. And yeah, like that's the first thought that I'm thinking of
that's,
when you're speaking.
And like Charles Gambino like did it the best. Like he was showing you like, look,
yeah,
America, the United States of America is like this. They only gonna show you what they want you to see. Mm-hmm. They're not gonna show you the rest, because one, people, like you said, people are strong, people are weak. People can't handle that.
Mm.
Two, it's just people are not ready for it.
Yeah. In America, like, we, you know, we also have to understand that there's, like, the rest of the world, too. And, like, they have different ideologies and beliefs and systems. And I feel like our Western way of thinking, our Western way of presented, like,
we're selfish.
Bro, I could really.
That's another. We're gonna talk
like
about
the way
that.
Other people look at us. Mm-hmm. Like, just look at how. Just go look up like how the world views America, like in our Western ideas and like the state that we're in and how polarized we are. Like, it's crazy the shit that we pay attention to, the things that we truly believe are important to us, like mm-hmm. like entertainment or food. Or, you get what I mean? Like, sports, like, yeah. We're so tribalistic. We literally, categorize ourselves by our political,
thoughts.
You know, yeah.
You have to choose a side. You're a Democrat or you're a Republican.
Exactly. And we look at each other and we judge and base, everybody based on your color, gender, you know, what you wear.
All the isms.
Yeah,
ageism.
Oh my goodness.
Racism. Genderism, everything ism, you know.
Yeah, and it's leading to such a divide. I feel like it's such a divide between people and societies. It's not. I feel like our focus isn't necessarily to unify the country or the people. It's just a lot of distractions to divide people.
And
like you said with Cheddar Gambino, pay attention right here, not to what's going on around me. Cause like in prime examples where you could see like, with like the protesters, how certain people feel about it. Some people are for it and some people are against it. Like, to me, it's not even an argument. Why are you arguing against police, brutality when that's such a real thing that's happening? You know what I'm saying? So these arguments, like, nigga, we all agree the blue is sky. I mean, the sky is blue, right?
Yeah.
But in America, it's like, no, you will find somebody who will argue with that. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like,
but like technically, it's all the colors except for blue. We know that, but like, they'll try to be difficult with it, you know?
All I'm saying is there's relative truth and there's absolute truth, okay? Mm-hmm. There's things that are for sure true. There's nothing you can say that is going against that truth. For example, God's word, right? God spoke, that's absolute truth, right? And then there's relative truth, like, I have my truth and you have your truth. You get what I'm saying? Like, you can come from someplace where you're speaking truthfully, but I won't be able to relate to that in a way. You know what I'm saying? So we need to focus more on absolute truth, things that are for sure, things that are positive, or let me not use blank statements like that, but just absolute truth, things that we from an informative standpoint, like we look our data and then we come with an absolute truth about like a situation, and then we say, okay, then this is what we should do, you know, obviously with like moral guidance and all that stuff that fits, if you're because if you're dealing with society, then, you know, but yeah, bro. Yeah. Hopefully that made sense.
Sure, we got distracted. But nah, y'all, that's it for the main topic, man. It's distractions. It's really just like a level with distractions, you know. Once when you get distracted, you know, you're kind of blind to see what's really going on, or you're kind of blind to see that, like, you're actually okay, but at the end of the day, you're not okay. And then it's just going to lead you into a different direction where you're not supposed to be, supposed to be. And then if you just keep on going down there, man, going down that path, it's basically destruction, you know. But that's it, y'all. But just remember, man, just keep your eyes open, man. Be alert. Stay focused.
And stay strong, guys.
Stay strong and be yourself.
We're here to empower. I feel like that's the great thing about what you're doing also, Sean, with the podcast and what we're doing. Like, it's to empower our generation, man. Because we're the ones that are going to take over this world, you know?
We're the next generation. We're the next up to design and create on how we want our future to be.
Yeah, how we want to live.
And then give it to the next generation.
And right now, we're kind of... I'm not going to say we're failing. I feel like the people that are failing. But we're just distracted. And we need to focus up and we need to be strong individuals. Not weak-minded people. If shit gets hard, cool. Let's just be like, all right, cool. We got to face it. We got to face it head on and not run away from it. Let's just... And you can apply that with all situations in your life.
Right.
And If you just face your problems head on, you'll build a thick skin, and this layer of tolerance that is needed in this world right now. So I encourage everybody to continue to seek that. And
also, man, yeah. With that, man, with just distraction, because again, you know, yeah, you gotta know yourself, but pick up a book, man. Knowledge is power. If you gain more knowledge, and you're gonna really easily see those distractions, that's not good for you. But anyways, man, that's enough. We're gonna commence into the call-in section. We're gonna do two lucky callers today. They're gonna, you know, shout out their brand, shout out wherever they wanna shout out. And we're just gonna ask them, you know, what ways do they stay focused?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, let's commence. So caller, where you at? We have our first caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
Hi, my name is Dominique Washington, and I am from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, big sis, what it do? So the question for today is, what ways do you, you know, manage your distractions to stay focused?
So, for me, organization is a very essential role in my daily life. So I have a planner that I use to plan out literally every single thing in my day. And when I'm, you know, like when I have some downtime, I make sure to use that downtime to, you know, kind of unplug from my phone. As well as to like unplug from like, you know, texting people a whole bunch that doesn't have to do with like homework and stuff, or like with work, stuff like that. And then I also make sure that I get outside and get some fresh air. So like if I'm doing like classwork for like 2 hours, I'll make sure, you know, after 2 hours I get outside and go for a walk.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate you. And actually, you are the lucky caller of the day. So for that, we're actually just, you can shout out anything, you know, shout out your brand or shout out that, you know, something that you're working on or, you know, social media. So what do you want to shout out?
I just want to shout out all the lovely ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, my beautiful sororities. We're working on a lot of new things. We're working on a lot of new things in regards to the Black Lives Matter movement and speaking up against police brutality, not only in Ohio, but across this great nation of the United States. So shout out my sororities.
Definitely shout out the lovely AKAs. We all love and praise them. All right, well, thank you, big sis. I really appreciate you as always. Thank you for being on the show, and we definitely got to call you again.
No problem. I look forward to it.
All right, you take care.
You too.
We have our second caller for today. Caller, please state your name and where you're from.
Jonathan Harrison, and I am from Chicago, Illinois, but I reside in the beautiful Dayton, Ohio area.
Mr. Harrison, man, how you living, man?
I'm good, man. I'm living a good life, man. Kids good. My spirit is up. My body is healing from some things, so I'm doing good, man.
That's good. All right, so the question of the day is, how do you manage your distractions to stay focused?
So for me, focus is extremely hard. Mm-hmm. And so to limit distractions or manage them, what I do is I write down what I need to do for the day, and I try and do it at the earlier portions of the day to say, hey, these are the things that I need to do. Or like throughout the week, if there's something that I need to get done by a certain day, I'll try and write that down. And then every time I feel myself being distracted, like looking at social media or having a phone conversation that's, you know, going too long or anything like that, I say, whoa, let me stop, take a moment. Let me look at my list and see, have I accomplished what I said I'm going to accomplish? And if I have not, I immediately stop whatever it is that I'm doing and then get back to my task list or my goals for that day. And so that's how I do that.
Yes, sir. Take a minute of your time. Word on his mind. Shout out to Big Bro. And actually, you know, John, you're actually the second lucky caller for today. So actually, you know, you can shout out whatever, you know, shout out your brand, shout out your show, you know, tell them where to follow you at.
My little minute in my mind, man, it is what it is. I'm not promoting it or anything like that. I post my videos one time on whatever platform I'm posting it on, or if I'm sending it to a group, and that's it, man. And if the word reaches, I believe, you know, God is in control. So if there's a word that needs to reach somebody, it'll get to them. And so that's what it is, man. But my big thing is I am now a certified trainer. So if anybody is looking to be trained in the Dayton, Ohio area, hit me up. I am little to no cost. And reason being is because I want to use it as a platform to really give back to my people in my community. Yes, sir. And I think health is an extremely important piece of that.
Yes, sir. Shout out to my man, John, Big Bro. Thank you, man, as always. I really appreciate you. All right, man. Take care.
All right, man. Peace.
We have our last caller of the day. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
My name is Kamaya, and I'm from Cincinnati.
Kamaya. Shout out to Cincinnati. 513, you already know. Sister, man, how you been? How you living?
Good, man. Just ready to go back to school for real. Tired of working.
Do you hear me? But anyways, let's come into the question. So the question is, how do you manage your distractions to stay focused?
how do I manage my distractions to stay focused? For me, since I'm a person, like, I like to party, and but I like to be involved in, like, different school activities. Mm-hmm. Just staying organized and just always trying to stay ahead of things before they're, before it's due, honestly. Okay. My planner really is, like, my life, so I always just always write stuff down in my calendar on my phone, just always make just making sure I stay up to date on everything. Mm-hmm. Trying to do things as quick as possible. If I get it that day, trying to do it that day, if not the next. So yeah, I feel like that's for anybody. Like, that's just the best way to really go about things in life, is just trying to stay ahead of them before they're due.
For sure. And thank you for calling in. I really appreciate you. And actually, man, I wasn't gonna do it, but my co-host told me to do it. We're actually just going to do it. You're the last lucky caller of the day. We're going to do 3 lucky callers total. I feel excited. So just for your, you know, your award, man, just shout out whatever you want to shout out. You know, your brand, your logo, your organization. Just shout out wherever you want to shout out, you know.
Well, definitely y'all can follow me on Instagram, allOriginal_. I will be doing a live talk with my group, Bosses in Action, this coming Tuesday. So definitely be on the lookout for that.
Okay.
On Instagram. And yeah, I mean, I hope everybody has a great day. It's beautiful outside.
Period. All right. Thank you, sister. As always, I appreciate you a lot.
No problem.
All right. Take care.
Great job.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye. I really appreciate you. All right.
No problem.
Peace.
That is it for the call-in section. Had 3 callers, and I was like, you know what, all of them gonna be lucky callers for today. And they really explained the question, they answered the question really well, and I'm just proud of all of them. And that is it, young kings and queens. Be smart, be safe, be alert. Definitely, y'all, don't let nothing distract you. Don't let this world distract you. Don't let nothing stand in your way from reaching your goals, to become the best you. Don't let no one distract y'all, man. You got this. And y'all young kings and queens, have a good week, and we'll see y'all next Monday. Peace in their city, y'all. Shine out.